There's a fanfare. We welcome back to the Main Street studio, Matt Olien. Matt, thanks for joining us again here today.
You bet, on Craig. Main Street.
Yeah. The movie this week is called Sinners. Let's listen to the trailer.
We've been gone a long time. We back now.
You twins?
Nah, we cousins.
There are legends of people with the gift of making music so true. It can conjure spirits from the past and the future. This gift can bring fame and fortune.
Will somebody take me in your eyes?
But it also can pierce the veil between life and death.
Listen here, this ain't no house party.
Take me in your arms tonight.
Y'all ready to drink? Y'all ready to sweat till y'all stink?
You want some?
You keep dancing with the devil.
Careful, boy. You gonna bite off more than you can chew.
All right, Matt, before we visit with you, we have a special guest. Our radio board operator, Tay Calloway, is on the other side of the glass from you here in the Main Street studio. And he's seen the movie, so let's, Matt, ask him first. Tay, what did you think?
You know, I really enjoyed the movie. I went and watched it twice, actually, back to back.
What stuck with you? Why did you like it so much?
Honestly, it was very deep, because recently I went to Alabama, which is right next to Mississippi, and I saw cotton for the first time. And I think seeing that reflected in the film kind of really connected me to my heritage.
I agree with Tay. This is a deep movie, Craig, with a lot of things going on. It's set in Clarksdale, Mississippi in 1932, and it stars Michael B. Jordan in the dual roles of the Smokestack twins, Smoke and Stack. And this is part vampire, part horror, part Delta Blues music film is what it is. It's really an unusual film shot in 70 millimeter. It's gorgeous to look at, right, Tay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just looked amazing. And Ryan Coogler's the director, and he's got a heck of a track record, especially with Michael B. Jordan. You know, Black Panther, Judas and the Black Messiah, Creed, and Fruitvale Station. But this time, he really hits it out of the park, I think. The film's a little confusing in parts. I found the plot, you know, a little tricky to follow here and there. It's a long movie, 2 hours and 18 minutes, but it's a combination. You know, when the film starts, Craig, you think you're watching a film about 1930s Mississippi. The Smokestack twins come back to Mississippi. They want to open up this juke joint, you know, and they have to buy the property from a racist, you know, white person in town, and they get the juke joint going, and they want to play music there. But if you've seen the trailer, we know vampires are coming, and when they arrive, it's pretty interesting and kind of funny. There's a hilarious scene where these three people who end up to be vampires come and play this little banjo song as they try to get in the juke joint, and the audience was laughing. It was really hilarious, but it's a really interesting, deep movie. It's about the racism of the time. It's about the Delta Blues. It's about kind of surviving and getting through life and being free. And Jordan's really good in the part. Haley Steinfeld from True Grit fame, she plays kind of the femme fatale who's a love interest of one of the twins. Miles Caton plays Preacher Boy. He's a cousin of the twins who's a phenomenal guitar player, kind of in that Robert Johnson blues mode. And that is a critical part of this story, is the fact that he can play this guitar like nobody's business. That becomes a real interesting plot point, which we won't get into, but yeah, I liked it a lot. It's visually interesting. It's an original story. Michael B. Jordan continues to be a major film star. There's an amazing cameo at the end of the film. Stay tuned for that. Do not leave when those credits start rolling, because you're going to want to wait for that. That's a real sting in the tail and a poignant ending to the movie, I thought.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people leaving before.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't
before
have.
Explain to me, Matt. I just don't get it and I have not seen the movie, how supernatural or horror elements, as you mentioned, dancing vampires, how can that be effective, or was it effective in supporting the film's theme, or did it detract?
Well, yeah, they're marrying two genres here. It's a period film that's a horror movie, but it's also about the Delta Blues. So it's a tricky thing to pull off, and I think Coogler basically pulls it off. So you're trying to combine two genres into one movie. So you're probably asking, how does this film, which starts out as this, you know, we're gonna open up a juke joint, and there's some racism, and it's 1930s Mississippi, and there's a lot of cotton fields and people picking cotton. Delroy Lindo is in this movie as well. He's kind of a major star. How does that get into a vampire? You have to go see. I do think the transition when it happens is handled pretty well. But definitely, there's no question, in the middle of this movie, everything switches. I mean, the whole tone of it switches. And I guess I think he probably walked that line pretty well with the tonality of it. But again, that Delta Blues guitar angle is really important to this story. Obviously, vampires show up in Clarksdale, Mississippi. It doesn't sound reasonable. It's not supposed to sound reasonable. This is not reality. It's a movie. And if you go in with an open mind, I think you're going to enjoy the music, too. There's a lot of music in this movie. So it's an interesting swing for the fences moment by Ryan Coogler. And the box office it's eating up the box office. It is just dominating the box office right now. So he's definitely hit a sweet spot here.
I mean, the juke joint serves as both a sanctuary and it turns into a battlefield, it appears to me.
It does. Right? Yep.
Gentlemen, what did you think about the oner? And first, tell us what a oner is at the start of the show.
A oner is pretty much just a single take that the director does, or you know, the cinematographer does for a certain scene. And you'll kind of go around about an entire, I'm trying to think of
setting. There's no editing within the scene, right? Tay, yes. That's what you're telling me. It's all shot in almost a continuous motion.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There has been a movie released recently, Matt, and maybe you and I talked about it, that was shot in one scene. Does it come to your mind?
Well, Birdman was almost that. I think pretty sure that was close to one scene, or that it might have been one or two cuts. I'm not sure. There wasn't many if there were in that film. A tricky thing to pull off. Coogler likes to do that, and you know, visually, this film is really good. I mean, the visuals are stunning in Sinners. So the performances are good too. Michael B. Jordan's great. Haley Steinfeld's great. But the cinematography is amazing.
All right, Matt. Let's move on to the trivia part of our review today. Matt, of course, Black Panther was released in 2018 and was nominated for Best Picture at the 91st Academy Awards in 2019, but it didn't win. Which film did?
Green Book, which was a controversial winner, and I don't know if that film's going to hold up over the years. We will see.
We've been to the movies with Tay Calloway and Matt Aline.